The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have designated April as a time to raise public awareness about the impact STDs have on the lives of Americans and the importance of discussing sexual health with healthcare providers and sexual partners. The CDC estimates there are approximately 19 million new STD cases each year, almost half of them among young people between the ages of 15 and 24. So today in St. Petersburg, Florida Planned Parenthood affiliates announced a nationwide partnership with MTV and the Kaiser Family Foundation to broadcast messages to young people called GYT.
Which stands for Get Yourself Tested. We're using those initials because it's easily textable, and that's the audience that we're trying to attract during this very exciting campaign. The whole purpose of this campaign is to increase testing and introduce the concept of normalization of testing for sexually transmitted diseases among those young people under the age of 25 years of age.
That's Barbara Dravecki, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida. She recited a litany of statistics that show Florida among the top states in the country when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases, like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HIV. Adrian Kimmel is the executive director of the Florida Association of Planned Parenthood Affiliates. She says one piece of legislation currently being floated in Tallahassee is called the Healthy Teen Act, sponsored in the House by Sarasota Democrat Keith Fitzgerald and in the Senate by South Florida's Ted Deutsch.
It's a bill that requires Florida public schools that already teach information about family planning, pregnancy, or sexually transmitted infections, including HIV/AIDS, provide information that is medically and factually accurate, age-appropriate, and comprehensive. So it only does apply to those schools that are already teaching some form of sex ed, but requires that that information be medically accurate and comprehensive.
And Planned Parenthood's Adrian Kimmel attributes the rise in STDs in recent years directly to the Bush administration's emphasis on teaching abstinence in the schools.
Recently, a study came out, or a report came out by the Sexuality Information Education Council of the U.S., and the Healthy Teens Campaign in Florida, showing that abstinence-only programs in Florida are providing our young people with medically inaccurate and outdated information. Just one example from that report is a pamphlet that says, "Trust a condom, are you kidding me?" And suggests that condoms are not an effective way to prevent the spread of sexually transmitted diseases and HIV, when in fact the CDC tells us they're 98% effective when used consistently and correctly.